Are you searching for a deeper understanding of yourself and your place in the world? Do you yearn for more balance, more peace, and purpose in your life? Well, look no further than the Intuitive Revolution Podcast, your trusted source for holistic insights and intuitive guidance. I'm your host, Alicia Ferricelli, and I am ready to take you on a journey to inner peace and balanced well-being. Cindy Meckler is a psychic spiritual teacher, a certified natural healing arts mentor in the Reiki healing modality, supporting women unleash their spiritual gifts and healing abilities so they can bring their best magic forward and take their clients' work deeper. She is a founder of Uncommon Healing, a Los Angeles in-person and online service-based business dedicated to helping individuals break free from generational trauma, overcome their past, and take a courageous step in designing their future. Well, welcome, Cindy, to the Intuitive Revolution Podcast. We're super excited to have you here. We're going to learn so much information from you today. Just want to, again, thank you.
Hi, Alicia. Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be here with you today and dive into this conversation.
Yes, it's one of my favorite things is talking about spirituality, Reiki, energy. Completely all about that. So Cindy, your transformation from overcoming anxiety and depression to becoming a psychic spiritual teacher and certified Reiki master is incredibly inspiring. Can you share more about your journey and how it led you to discovering your healing abilities?
Yes, of course. So as a child, I experienced having three of my psychic senses open without really understanding what was going on. I can remember as an eight-year-old kind of experiencing things and having a strong inner knowing of things with no evidence. At the time, I didn't really discuss it with anybody openly at the thought of like somebody telling me you're crazy or like what's right. going on with your kid. So I couldn't really share this openly with my parents. However, my sister experienced similar things. Fast forward through my teenage years into adulthood, I suppressed a lot of these abilities because, again, I didn't understand them. They felt overwhelming. So I grew up as that sensitive child who's a little bit more isolated, more introverted, shy. And so I was literally on the path of discovering more of myself. So up until 2017, I was working full time. Actually, more than full time. I was working about 10, 12 hours in sales. And I remember sitting in my parking lot for a while, like over a year, like crying and asking myself, is this my life? I was completely burned out. I'm a mom of two. So I felt a lot of guilt for not being a happy, present mom. Like that's our goal, right? To be happy, present, fully there for our kids, showing up for our husbands, our home. And that perfect idea of like being this happy person felt so far out of reach. So I actually experienced, I was already medically being treated for anxiety and depression for most of my teenage years. So that was already a heavy label to carry. I didn't realize then that was my biggest invitation to explore more of what I needed. And that was to take a good look inside. But growing up, nobody ever talks about your energy and the importance of pouring back into yourself. So I spent 12 years in the medical field. So I think that was kind of like my path to understanding more of the physical body. But I needed to understand more of my mental and emotional body as well. So that's how I came to the path of Reiki. Somebody suggested, well, maybe your energy is out of balance. You have like a blocked chakra. And at that time, I was like, wait, this sounds a little too like, whoa, what is it? Like, I need to go research this. Right. And so immediately, of course, like doing the research on my computer, I started reading on the benefits and how it could potentially help me and treat the symptoms that I was experiencing. Little did I know that this was going to be the opportunity where my whole life would completely transform. So it's definitely been a journey, and I'm still on my journey of self-discovery and healing. But that's where it initially ignited.
I love that. It's amazing how when we're younger, we have these gifts, but we don't know what they are. Of course, unless we're raised with parents who accepted their gifts and took those on and embraced those, we're just kind of out here. And then being introduced to something, you're like, what's going on? Like, what are you talking about? That's all woo, 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 woo stuff. That can't be true. And then when you realize it and like that's, it's true. It's just such a groundbreaking. It's just, to me, emotionally breaking, actually.
100%. I have to say that was one of the scariest decisions that I had to do for myself and face my fears. I grew up in Christianity for most of my life. So stepping out of that religious bubble into, hey, this is a potential resource that might help you, but you have to step into that. Like, nobody's going to come and say, come along. Like, it's available to you, but not until you decide, I'm ready to change my life. And I think that's exactly the invitation I had at the moment of like, I'm going to go this route, because I think holistically, it's such a more natural approach than the medication that I was on for years and decades and feeling like lethargic and feeling unmotivated, low in energy, all because of these side effects. So I definitely was someone who was like, let me explore this more natural path and see what I discover. And oh my God, it has completely changed my life.
That's amazing. So for our listeners, if you're considering the path, take what Lycidi's went through when she went down. And just open your mind up a little bit to it.
Yes.
So you've mentioned that support women in unleashing their spiritual gifts and healing abilities. So what are some common signs that someone might be a healer or they could begin to tap into these abilities?
Okay, so this is a good question. Your gifts are so natural that you may not be able to recognize them yourself. Think about the things that people compliment you on, or something positive that somebody tells you, hey, this is a great quality about you. Something that I recognize in my Reiki students and in myself even is healers have this natural healing ability. You can have a conversation with somebody and that can be so healing to the person you're speaking with. So if you're somebody who is seeked out to consult for advice, or if your best friends are running to you because you're the go-to person, that's one natural sign that you're a healer. Another one is if you're deeply empathic, if you can connect with the emotions of others, that's also a great sign. Another one is if you naturally already feel energy in your hands. So some of my students have shared that they sense hot energy in between their hands, even when they're not activating anything. That is your own natural healing power. If you're somebody who's highly intuitive, you feel the world deeply. This can sometimes feel like a curse, but I promise you it's not. The moment you start to like reframe that is the moment you really connect so much more to your own power.
Yeah. I love that, because I remember as a kid, like doing, you know, you hear like the magnet thing, like attack. Then I'll be like, oh, I could do this with my hands. I'm like, this is weird. I had no idea that. It's glad you put that out. I'm just like, this is just a thought that came to my mind. I was like, I remember doing that as a kid.
Oh my gosh, that's exactly it. Like, if you're listening to this episode, you played with those magnets when you were little. That's exactly how the energy feels already in your hands. And this is prior to you, like, you stepping into that facilitator path as a healer. Like, you already have this high vibrational energy in your hands right now. So try playing with that energy in your hands. Yeah.
And I love the fact the natural healer. So I feel like everyone has these healing, has some type of healing abilities. Anyone can learn Reiki and use it. Some people are just more, think a little more naturally, come into this lifetime a little more naturally attuned to their abilities. But for, like, again, listeners, if there's something you're like, oh, that sounds interesting, I don't think I'm naturally attuned to that, it's something you can develop. What's your thoughts on that?
100%. Everybody has the ability to connect with their gifts deeper. It doesn't have to be through only the lens of religion, or you don't have to go down the path of like, kind of stripping away who you are for the sake of being spiritual. Like, you can access these abilities yourself right now as you're listening to this episode. So that's such a great reminder that I had on my path. And I'm glad you brought it up, because I think it's important to empower others and help them discover that healer within themselves. And the moment you really learn to increase your awareness and recognize these abilities is the moment you start to feel that empowerment. And it comes from within you. It's not outside of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're speaking about energy healing, and it's, to me, it's such a fascinating topic. Can you explain how it serves as a pathway to expanding one's spiritual gifts and the impact it can have on one's individual lives?
Absolutely. Back to the conversation we were just having, I feel, and I strongly believe, everybody has access to their own spiritual gifts from children, right? Think of yourself as going back to when you were a child. Most likely you were very creative, imaginative, or sensitive to energy. So I feel like children are very naturally highly intuitive. If you grew up in a home where maybe this wasn't discussed, you can actually learn to almost identify what clairs, what intuitive abilities or psychic senses are already within you. So for example, like if I look at my students or even my own story as a child, I already had three of my most important clairs open, right, to connecting with the spiritual world or energetically. So when I came to the path of Reiki, Reiki almost helped me refine those abilities and understand how to use them, because then I started introducing them to my healing sessions. So I think that the more you learn to increase your awareness and really understand them and not resist them, because naturally we resist ourselves right. to what we don't know or what we fear,
right.
you almost start to accept them. And then it's almost like a lens that opens up. So I see this a lot, like when I'm facilitating a class, you know, most people come in a little, I don't know. And the moment they relax and they allow themselves the space to open up is the moment it's like, oh, wait, this is a whole nother world. So know that you have access again to these abilities already within you now. And what I learned again on my path as I grew as a facilitator is the more refined these abilities become. So they'll get much more clear, stronger, and you learn to even use them in your day-to-day.
Yes. So what are some of your favorite day-to-day practices using it?
For me, it's definitely energetic hygiene and spiritual hygiene. So for me, being a clear channel is important. The easiest, best thing that I can do if you're somebody who's really busy is go on a nature walk. You learn to not only energetically raise your vibration, but you're opening up your senses to the environment of nature. And what a blessing that is, right? It's not your energy is not bouncing off of others, but you're in nature. So you're directly connecting to medicine that can be so helpful to help keeping you, your energy balanced throughout the week. Something else is like connecting with water, creating time for yourself. Like I always tell my clients, don't make a spiritual practice that's going to feel like a chore. Tune into what naturally feels good to you. And that may or may not be journaling, but journaling is such a gateway to self-reflection and taking a look at your own internal dialogue as well. So practices that are going to be simplified yet effective can go a long way.
Yeah, I love that. You broke it down to something super simple to do. Nature is, I always tell my clients, like nature is the best way to ground yourself and to start opening up those chakras, opening up your third eye, and really start viewing the world differently.
I have to agree. Yes, 100%. So it's almost like second nature for us, right? To go out in nature in our day-to-day, because it helps just overall with your emotional, physical, and mental well-being.
Yeah, absolutely. So recognizing when our emotional, mental body is out of balance is crucial. What are some tell signs of imbalance? And what initial steps can one take to restore harmony? And we talked a little bit about this with nature, but what are some other additional steps?
Yeah. So some telltale signs are definitely going to be mentally is take a look at the stories that your mind is creating on a day to day. Sometimes we can approach this through judging ourselves where maybe we're not where we want to be, or we think we need to do X, Y, and Z in order to be successful or be somebody with goals, right? Like, so take a look at like self-development. Sometimes there can be some strong expectations of all the things you need to do instead of like tuning in with your own internal dialogue and your spirit. So something you can experience is being a lot in your mind space, all the questions asking, how is this going to happen? How can I let go of my past? Like the mind is really tricky into like keeping you active and in your head space. So stress, not being able to sleep, feeling irritable. Also emotionally, some side effects can be flexing your moods. So really low lows followed by really high highs, depression, anxiety, like what I shared with myself, emotional turmoil, being on a constant wheel of like ups and downs, feeling low in energy, physically tired, unmotivated, uninspired. So these are all signs. Yeah, you're probably like, wait, that's all me. So yeah, these are all signs that our body's trying to get our attention. So one way to bring that yourself back into balance and cultivate harmony is really, again, those walks in nature, but also creating time for stillness. Like if you're somebody who's constantly in your mind, as some of us can be, right? Especially when we're busy. How can you create a practice either in the beginning of your day or at the end of the day to call your power back and just create stillness for yourself? Not with an approach of like judging yourself or what went wrong or what you did, but getting curious about, huh, like this This is really loud right now. Like, my inner mean girl is activated right now. She's reminding me of all the things I did wrong. So how can you create more compassion for yourself in those moments?
Yeah, I still love that you brought out all the different signs and symptoms of energetic imbalances. So yeah. What would be, so people, some, I have listeners who are probably new to energy healing. What would be the first steps for them to start to clear those out?
So I would say, ask yourself simple questions of like, how am I feeling? Sometimes physically we can feel the weight of the world on our shoulders. So how can you really clear that? And I want to share that there isn't one approach to fits all. Like, this is going to be what works best for you. But some practical ways that can help you is like, get your body moving, whether that's actively going for a run, getting your heartbeat over 149 beats per minute will move that energy around. So if you're feeling stagnant, if you're feeling like, ugh, like the stuck, icky energy, that's your invitation and your signal to like, get your energy moving, whether that's to dance or yoga or going for an energy healing session. Like, it's whatever really you feel called to. And I think it's always important to remind our clients, like, how do, like, for me, the biggest question is like, how do I know when do I come back? Well, that looks different for everybody, right? So your body, I always tell them, your body will signal to you when it's time for you to have an energetic reset, whether that's a one-to-one with me or whether that's you out, you know, going for a run at the gym. So it really comes to, I want to invite you to ask yourself that and be like, ooh, what is my body asking for? Do I need to go for a swim? Or do I need to go stretch and do some Pilates? You know, it's just really up to you. But definitely movement is the key here.
Yeah. And it's so easy when we get into our day-to-day lives. It's like, you know, oh, I feel like I want to go for a swim, or a Pilates class sounds amazing. And you're like, I don't have time for that. So this is your cue to go to that class, go for that swim, go for that run, whatever you got to do, and get your body moving. And just forget about everything else, because once you get down into the grind and you ignore all the things your body's telling you, it's going to show back up again, even worse. it doesn't heal itself like that unless you make action towards it.
Absolutely. You have to create that time, because balance, harmony doesn't come naturally. Like, we have to take steps into prioritizing that as a human being. So it doesn't matter what you have going on. Like, I'm a mom myself, and my schedule is so busy. I have to purposely, intentionally create time to pour back into myself, because I understand it's a priority. So yes, don't ignore those signs. Like, definitely want to take some time for yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. So recognizing when with your experiencing facilitating over 200, that's impressive, healing sessions over the past year, can you share a particular transformative experience that stands out to you and what it taught you about the healing process?
Great question. I want to say I'm always in awe of the healing sessions I facilitate, because one, I go just as much in the journey with you as you do, right? Because now we're actually combining spiritual work and energy work, which is psychic healing session work. So for me, one that particularly stands out is one client I had who came in seeking support because she read through a book that energy healing was very transformative to people that were currently experiencing stage 4 cancer. And when she came in, she was showing all the symptoms physically, right? Mentally and emotionally of like not being in the best space. She was so young, which to me, I was like, whoa, like, all people are experiencing this. It's not just one particular one. And before our conversations, we always have a mini consult as to what led them to come in. And she shared how this book, she read so many incredible stories of how energy healing has had a great impact physically to treat, you know, chronic illnesses and be able to support others who are battling cancer. So she was coming in with the hopes of experiencing the same thing. Unbeknownst to her, once we started working with her energetically, her guides really gave her a powerful reminder of like how she was already in the healing process. And she thought that there was like a disconnect because she wasn't on the path per se, and how it was almost like a reverse engineer that needed to take place of like turning back and looking at herself spiritually. So she thought she wasn't somebody who had spiritual gifts or had a spiritual connection. And what I loved about that particular session was that her guides came in and reminded her, no, you are so spiritual. And they were inviting her to write a book about her journey and her experience with cancer. So that session particularly blew me away because I was like, my God, this work meets you where you are. It isn't for specific people. It isn't for a specific gender or race. It's literally meeting you where you are on your path. And so you're going to receive the transformation that is meant for you. And the fact that we can experience this, not only energetically, but on a spiritual level, I truly believe is life-changing. In the moment, we kind of regrouped and came back into the present moment. Like, she was like, wow, like, this has completely changed me just now. And so she walked away with feeling so empowered and knowing that, hey, you have a purpose to this, and it might not feel it when you're going or experiencing these life-changing moments in your life, but reminding her of like that power from self and her connection to divinity was just, again, in awe. I was like, whoa, I was blown away by that.
It's such an amazing experience with clients. Like, they're, you know, they come for, they're in such a down spiral in their life. And then the connection with the divine, their angels and their spirits come in. Sounds like you do a lot of the same type of energy work, spiritual work that I do. And it's just the coolest thing when you like, they just show up. And I'm like, there's just this guide. And like, they are like screaming at you. Like, they don't know how to get your attention. So they're like, literally, they're like, want to just shake you. They're like, we're here. We got you. We got you. I don't know. It makes bring me to tears. And so I love stories like that. Just it's so empowering.
Yes. I always actually share a disclaimer with my clients. I'm like, hey, listen, my spirit is pretty bold. We're going to share this information with you in an empowered, respectful way. But you're going to come and receive exactly what you need. We're not going to sugarcoat it, because I think there is sometimes a little layer of like, oh, step into your light and love and healing can get ugly. It can be an experience that can shake your entire life around. So it's important for us to be respectful and share that information prior. And so they're like, okay, like, I get it. Let's drop what we think we need and just go into it. And so those are like the best sessions. Yeah.
It is, especially I'm like, do you really want me to share this? I'm like, this is so harsh. I'm like, you really, I'm like, okay, how do I know I got a word exactly the way they said it. Always give it to me.
Yeah.
Because it needs, that's the tonality, like it needs to come that way to the, you know, to the client.
Exactly. And sometimes like we even receive these messages for ourselves, right? It's like, so, you know, you're going to have those moments where you're like, oh, that was for me too, because we're human, right? We're spiritual beings having a human experience. So we're not here to like strip ourselves of our humanity. We're here to really just integrate and try to do the best we can in this physical realm.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm always like, is that for me or is that for the person? I'm like, be very clear, because I'm okay receiving that, but I don't want to pass that thing on. They're always like very clear. Like, no, it was for. We have conversations going on the whole time. So
yes, exactly. 100%. Yeah.
So the concept that everyone is their own healer and capable of overcoming life's challenges is powerful. And as we kind of discussed a little bit, can you go over a deal how you help individuals realize and harness their innate power within themselves?
Ooh, yes. I, my gosh, I think this particular question comes down to the way you see yourself. Like you said, sometimes people come to us when there's a life-changing cycle happening in their life, or they've gone through something impactful or have been carrying trauma and they're just tired and looking for support. Reminding somebody of their power, for me, a tool that I use a lot is breath work, because breath work can somatically help you release a lot already on its own. And I always remind my clients, you don't have to be in this space or working with me one-to-one all the time. You can come back into your power just as you can in your home, creating your own sacred sanctuary, using your tools. Like, I work with my client senses a lot. So I'll use like oils and herbs and to really create that space to feel activated within themselves so that they can recognize, wow, like I can really do this anywhere. Right. Mm-hmm. So reminding them that breath work is the quickest way to come back into your power. You are going to fall out of your power, and that's okay. And this can feel like disempowering me at times you can feel disappointed within yourself, but that's okay. Coming back into it and reminding yourself, you know what? I'm human. Like, I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to fall off my path, and then my guides are going to nudge me to come back this way. That's what they're there for. Those are the reminders. But breath work is so powerful in itself. You can connect deeper as well with your own spiritual gifts and your own spirit through breathing in and releasing that day-to-day, you know, responsibilities that you may carry. So that's one of my favorite, easiest tools that I can share with you right now that people can use now, right? You don't have to necessarily have somebody supporting you. It's great to always have support, but also remember, like, you are your own best healer. You can already tap into this within yourself now.
Yeah, you'd have to have, like, I'd have to have my own little healer with me all the time. If not, that I didn't know how to do this stuff. So yeah. And it's like, yeah. I love the breath work, because that's what we're breathing our life into us. And so when you're going down your, like, days that I'm, like, so stressed out, I'm like, I've been holding in my breath. And then I just start to breathe. Mm. And then just everything just feels lighter.
Oh my gosh, it's so powerful.
Like the best pharmaceutical drug ever, but it's not a pharmaceutical.
Right? Like, if we could go back and tell our, you know, selves years ago, yeah. Hey, what's going to be the best practice? It is going to be breath work, connecting with your own energy and your own spirit. And even your body posture starts to shift, right? Because when you feel the weight of the world in your shoulders, you, like, roll forward. Mm-hmm. And then the moment you give yourself that stillness and create that practice, it's like you open up, you energetically just raise your vibration. So I love that.
And you're giving some food to your brain too, going just, yep. Yeah, not shutting off the air supply there.
Exactly. <It's just fast.
laughs> Yeah. So you aim to help individuals break free from generational trauma. Can you elaborate on some strategies and practices you've found effective in identifying and healing these deep-seated patterns?
Yes. Most of us come from patterns that maybe don't serve us, right? It all depends on how you grew up and what was accessible to you, what you saw as having. Most of us come from survival. And so we inherit that from our parents, our grandparents. Somebody's chasing us. We need to survive. Go.
The tiger running after you.
Yes. And that can be dysregulating. So something I always like to remind my clients of is, don't be so quick to be wanting to heal all of this in a matter of days or months. It's going to take time for you to first identify those stories of where your beliefs, your emotions come from, because identifying that gets to the root of it instead of just, like, laying a Band-Aid over it. So you want to identify your inner dialogue. Like, what are your stories around specific topics on your day to day? So, like, money is important, right? What are your stories around money, and what beliefs did you take on from your parents and your grandparents before you around that? And creating, like, a wealth mindset as well will be key. So something you can do is, are you somebody who has maybe, like, a difficult time sitting with money or looking at your bank statement and your finances because you don't, it's uncomfortable to sit with that. So it starts right there, recognizing, like, ooh, this is creating a lot of fear and uncomfortableness in my body. It feels icky. So those are all indications of, like, hey, how can you approach this in a different way to be able to break that pattern and speak life into your finances, creating more of an abundance mindset and saying, okay, I'm identifying it. Let me create, excuse me, or reframe new ways to approach my relationship with money. And you can use this in any category: love, health, right? Parenting. So
yes.
I think those are great ways to start, because most of us will approach it in a judgmental way of, like, my relationship with money sucks and I'm bad at it. So that talk is only going to fuel more of, like, the not so great aspect of it. Instead, okay, getting curious and saying, all right, how can I reframe this or turn this around where I can start speaking life into my finances?
Yeah, you don't have to go the same route and have the same struggles your parents have or your grandparents have. Like, it's even if you're 85 years old or 100 years old, you can stop it today.
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't, like, people, I'm too old. I've always been bad, or I'm too old for, like, you can stop that today. Like, you have that power to do that and to break that generational, even the trauma that goes on for your kids, grandkids, future generations.
100%. You will be the generational trauma breaker, and that's going to feel challenging. That's going to feel like you can't do it. But I promise you, the more you feel like you're going back, you're not. You're actually taking those steps. And that's why it's important to have grace and compassion for yourself, because you're breaking a whole lineage of beliefs. So give yourself a pat on the back and some grace for taking a step into that courage and saying, okay, I'm going to be the one to take ownership and accountability for my next generation.
Yeah. And like, speaking of money, it's like an energy, and everyone deserves, I just want to say, like, everybody deserves to have a comfortable life. There's like, you're not born to have to struggle. You're like, you deserve that, and you can make that happen.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I'm so glad that you brought that up. That's a huge topic for sure. So in your work with Uncommon Healing, you've dedicated yourself to helping others design their future. How does this process involve, and how do you guide your clients through it?
I love this question. So for me, it's about creating and designing your future now. Sometimes we can wait and say, well, when I get there, or when I have the salary increase, or when I get this new position, or when I work with those clients. It's about nudging the waiting and saying, how can I create this now? That's saying, I'm going to take full responsibility for myself into creating my future now. Yeah. And for me, that falls down onto beliefs, into that new identity, aligning your energy and your action behind it. So if I have a client that was an increase in salary of around, I don't know, $60 an hour, we talk about and really create a graph around, how would that make you feel? Freedom. Yes. You'll have be able to give your kids more. You'll be financially secure. So we start energetically tapping into those qualities already and vibrationally helping her become a match for it now, instead of saying, well, I'm going to wait and circle back with my boss in another year until I feel ready. So it's about interrupting that pattern and saying, let's get ready now. Let's start moving into embodying this version of yourself to help you create and already design that life.
Yeah, it's because when you're holding off, you're still telling like the universe, like, no, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. So you can like stop and just say yes to yourself. Say yes to yourself. And yes, like, again, you deserve that. Yes to yourself. I'm ready for it. And then I love you put the key component in there is feeling into it. How does it feel? Because if we throw stuff out to the universe, like, hey, I want this, but we're not feeling it, we're feeling the complete opposite. It doesn't matter. It's like words mean stuff, but they don't mean as much as feelings.
Right. And I there's so much power behind your emotions and shifting your energy, which is like why we love the work that we do, because you can energetically shift into the person you want to become. You don't have to wait or have the permission of somebody else. You can literally breathe that in, embody it in this moment. And what that creates is momentum, and you'll be able to hold those pieces longer and longer and longer as you create this version of yourself. So absolutely, you can take action now into creating that version of yourself.
Kind of like the new fake it till you make it. Feel it till you make it.
Right. There's like, it requires a shift of either belief or energy. And so it comes back down to doing that now in this moment. Don't wait, because then the universe is going to wait on you, and then you don't want that.
Yeah. And then you're just so much further behind on your dreams and more frustrated. And
absolutely. Yes.
So for our listeners, you're intrigued by the idea of energy healing, but really unsure where to start. Where would you recommend as a first step towards exploring and integrating these practices into their lives? We talked a little bit more about that, but what are some, give them like something really solid they can just walk away and go do right now.
Okay. Increasing your awareness with self-scanning. This is such a big resource. And sometimes on the outside, it can be like, what? You're going to tell me to scan my body? Yes, with your hands, because you already hold so much high vibrational energy in your hands. And what you can literally do is clap your hands 3 times. If you're listening, just like take a moment to do this practice. Yeah, do this practice with me. And this is something I share with my Reiki students prior to any Reiki training. So like clap your hands 3 times, and that's going to activate high vibrational energy between your palms. And what I want you to do is create almost like a Pokemon ball, like really amplify it, make it big, play with it. Bring your attention to the palm of your hands and start playing with this. Activate it more and more. And so you're going to experience feeling coldness, warmth. Like, it's going to be different for everybody. But what this is going to do is start helping you increase your awareness to your own energy. Sometimes what we do is we go to the world and we expect the world to tell us about ourselves. But no, you want to go inside and first start assessing and identifying your own personal energy. Now, here's your next step. Once you have that energetic ball in your hand, I want you to then place it in an area in your body where you feel like you need it the most. So whether it's over your shoulder because you've been having pain, over your heart center because maybe you're going through a lot of grief and changes, right? Or maybe over your head if you're somebody who spends a lot of time just overthinking, put it anywhere and then take a moment of stillness to see what you're being invited to. What is that space asking you to? And honestly, that's such a great starting point because you're going to naturally increase your awareness and start strengthening that connection with yourself.
Yeah, that's such a great tip. And that's something you can literally do in the bathroom if you feel like you need to.
Yes.
Get away from the kids or spouse or friends or whatever.
Absolutely. This is something I'm actually teaching to my daughters now because they're in middle school. And so like so many things change in the middle school, like emotions, anxiety. And so I tell my daughters, what energy bubble color do you have? And so if it's not the one they initially started with, then they know their energy is out of balance. So, okay, let's simple steps to bringing it back. So that's share with us what you think about that practice. Let us know. And
yeah,
and
comment below.
Yes.
I love that you're sharing that with your daughters too. In middle school, it's like, it's just so important and fascinating because when they get older, they're going to be able to more regulate their emotions and know exactly how to heal themselves and thrive more in society, I feel like.
Yes, I think that's the biggest thing that I have taken away from my own experience and own journey as a facilitator. It's great working with people across the world. I'm very blessed to have that opportunity, yeah. And work has been so impactful, but sharing this with my own kids and helping them understand, like, you're going to go through these changes and just know that you can always come back to yourself in this way. It's just life-changing.
Yeah. You've broken generational patterns again.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So finally, you've mentioned the importance of raising one's vibration to cultivate peace and balance. Can you share some daily practices or rituals that anyone can incorporate to maintain a high vibrational state and navigate their spiritual path more effectively?
Absolutely. Again, this is something that's going to take what resonates and leave the rest. And you can also create a practice that feels more authentic to you. It doesn't have to be these things. But one thing I want to share is like meditation, whether it's 10 minutes or an hour, create time for stillness and to you can shift your own state of mind in minutes. It doesn't have to be something so big. Something I like to also share is like sitting in your own power, sitting in the power of you, not necessarily looking to fix yourself or change anything about yourself in that moment, but creating that energetic bubble of like your own awareness and where your thoughts are, how you're feeling that day. I'm somebody who moves very intuitively in my personal and in my business life. So it's important to feel into what feels good for me during that day. So I sometimes go to like my own rituals, like lighting candles and creating a bubble bath and creating that almost space for self-care, like real self-care of like pouring back into myself, because you want to take care of you. You want to create or share from a space of overflow, right? So maybe for you, that would look like creating your own sacred corner, reading a book, and just really pouring back into yourself. That's another way. Raising your vibration in nature. We touched on that, how easy and simple that is, but so effective and can go a long way. And so what else did I miss? Practices, breathwork practices, mindfulness, movement. So those are ways that you're going to not only raise your vibration and see how you can shift any emotions or thoughts that may be coming up to your awareness, but doing that, maybe creating a practice 2 to 3 times a day, 10 minutes max, will help you maintain that balance and harmony throughout your week.
I love it. Thank you so much for all the tips. Like, you've given our listeners so many things to walk away with to go do right now. Go do this. So yeah, again, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And if you want to take a step further into really awakening your own healing power and you want to empower yourself energetically, I actually have a free digital guide that you can access. It's called Awaken Your Healing Power. You can find it here with Alicia or DM me over on Instagram, Uncommon Healing. And it's really going to help you identify your personal energy, empower you, and be able to take that step through any ickiness and murkiness so you can really create that harmony and balance for yourself.
Yeah. So listeners, all the information, her contact information will be below in the show notes. So definitely reach out, grab that guide. You're going to need it. So again, thank you so much. This was delightful.
Thank you, Alicia. I had so much fun with this conversation. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here.